And when you found it, you can say amen, and we'll know that you're there. Now, next Sunday morning, we're going to have a baptism. Ethan is going to follow the Lord and Believers' baptism, Ethan Waters. And so we're planning on that. And so I forgot to make mention of that. But Psalms 37, and we're going to start there in verse 23. When you found it, you can say amen, and we'll know you're there. Amen. Not hard to find. Open your Bible there in the middle. You should be in the book of Psalms. And close to it. It's right there in the middle of your Bible. All right, everybody got it? Amen. Let's look at Psalms 37 and look at verse number 23. And this is what the Bible says. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. Now we're going to take our text out of verse number 23, where it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And what I want to preach on this morning is this little thought, the steps of a good man. The steps of a good man. And I hope this morning that you know the Lord is your personal Savior. And I hope that you're walking with Jesus Christ. Because when you walk with the Lord, your life's going to be blessed. But if you walk contrary to the Lord or walk away from the Lord, then the blessings of God are not going to be upon you. So this morning as we preach on the steps of a good man, I hope that you'll make application in your own life and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. Let's pray and ask God's blessing. Father, we thank you for the word this morning. We do pray that you bless it. Father, I'm so thankful that the steps of good man are ordered of the Lord. And God, that you are concerned with us as your children and your creation. And Father, as we preach on this little thought this morning, may all of our hearts be touched and, Lord, all of our hearts stirred to walk with you and to have the fellowship, God, that you want to have with us. You're the best friend that a man, woman, boy, or girl could ever have. And God, walking in your ways is the way to be blessed in this life. Bless the word. Guide my heart and lips as I preach. And Father, bring conviction where it's needed. If there's one that's lost, undone in their sin, may the day be the day when they'd be convicted and drawn unto you. Bless now as only you can. And Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, this morning as we preach on this thought, the steps of a good man. Now, we know if you're a theologian here this morning, and I know there's a lot of theologians out there, we know, spiritually speaking, that there's no good man. Amen. I understand that. I know what the Bible says, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. I get that. Isaiah 64:6 says there's not, Ecclesiastes 7:20 says, Solomon said, there's not a good man upon the earth, that doeth good and sinneth not. Not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. I understand that also. Isaiah 64:6 says, but all our righteous are as filthy rags. We all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. I understand that. We're all sinners. And spiritually speaking, there is none good. But that's not what I'm speaking of this morning. I'm speaking of humanly speaking, practically speaking, as God looks at you and I. And when it comes to humanly speaking and practically speaking, there are good men and there are good women, and God has said so. The Bible says that Barnabas was a good man. You look at different people throughout the Bible, and the Bible says that they were good individuals. And I think that is a good title to be able to have. Noah was a good man. Ruth was a good woman. Enoch, Abraham, Sarah, they were all good people in their right and the things that they did. And the thing that made them good was their relationship with God. That's what makes a person good. A person's relationship with God is what makes them a good man or makes them a good woman. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 8:3, if any man love God, the same is known of him. I think that's a pretty simple thing. If you love God, everyone's going to know it. And if you love God, you know what people are going to say about you? Hey, he's a good man. She's a good woman. That's a good person right there. They love the Lord. They have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, it's sad that a lot of people in this world can't make that claim because they don't really have a relationship with Jesus Christ. They don't have a walk with the Lord. And that's sad. The great commandment was to do what? To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. If we were going to describe a good man in our day, we would say it's someone who loves God. Someone who walks with God. Someone who is good and kind, who loves their neighbor. Wouldn't we all agree that that's a good man or that's a good woman? Well, sure, we could agree on that. And because that's the attributes of a good man or a good woman. And, you know, and we know there's a lot of bad people in the world today. And that's sad. There's a lot of miserable, hateful people in the world today. And that's certainly not who you want to be this morning. You want to be a good man. I think the Bible makes that very clear. And it begins with that relationship that we have with God. It begins with being righteous in our dealings, honest, good, and kind, and generous. These are the qualities that we should all want to have. If you look in Philippians chapter number 4, the Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the believers in Philippi, he told them the kind of person they ought to be. He told them the kind of Christian they ought to be. And that was as the was to love the Lord and to be righteous in their deeds. If you look what it says in Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I mean, a good person, what are they going to do? They're going to be lovely. They're going to be pure. They're going to have virtue. They're going to be kind. They're going to be good. And again, that's a great thing. Remember the story of Job? And Job was a man that loved righteousness and he hated evil and he was a good man, and God was with him. There's no doubt about that. When we think about Jesus Christ, did people think that Jesus Christ, our Savior, was a good man? The Bible says he went about doing what? Good. He went about doing good. And no one could accuse him of not being a good man. No one could accuse Job of not being a good man. So being a good man deals with our relationship with God, the righteous in our dealings. And then if we are a good man, I think the Bible makes it clear that we'll be rewarded for that one day. Proverbs 12:3 says, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. A good man obtains favor of the Lord. If you read Proverbs 31, talking about a good wife or a good woman, the Bible says that her works shall praise her in the gates. They'll be rewarded. And thank God what the Bible has to say about a good man. That's what the psalmist, as he wrote this verse in verse 23, he says, so the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so we ought to be good in our life. You know, a man once said this. He said, America is great because America is good. Wasn't that not a true statement for the day? You know why America's lost some of its greatness? Because America's become an evil place. And the more evil we come, the less great America's going to be. Now, I know Donald Trump's big thing was making America great again, but it's not our finances that make America great. It's not our economics that make America great. It's not our school system necessarily that makes America great. It's not the our great all the blessings that we have in this nation that make America great. What makes America great is the goodness of the people of America. And it's sad because we live in a day when America is becoming an evil place. When murder, I mean, you look what's taking place in some of our cities. And the murders that are taking place and the horrible things that are happening and, you know, the situation that, I mean, the Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall what? Wax cold. And as America becomes an evil place, let me tell you, God's blessings are going to be withdrawn from our nation. There's no doubt about that. But I don't know about you. I don't want to lose God's blessings in my life. I want to be a good man. And you should want to be a good man, and you should want to be a good woman. And why? Because when you're walking with the Lord and your relationship is right, hey, things are going to be different in your life, no doubt about it. Now, I got a few things I want to say about the steps of a good man. Verse 23, the first thing I want to mention here is what it says. It says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You say, what does that mean? The steps of a good man, they are directed by God. There's no doubt about it. It's God that guideth our way. It's God that directs our paths. You know, I believe this with everything inside of me, that God has a plan for our life. You believe that God has a plan for your life? God has a plan for every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building. And that's why he said the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. God has a plan for your life, and he has a purpose for your life. God has something that he wants you to do. You say, well, my parents said, well, you were just an accident. Life is not an accident. Life comes from God Almighty. You may not have planned to have children, but let me tell you, the Bible says God knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly, and God knew me from the before the foundation of the world. Amen. So God has a plan for your life. And God has a purpose for your life. God has a place for your life. You think about it. You know, people just sometimes drift along in life without any purpose, without any plan, without any direction. But see, God has something better for us. And that's why the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, I mean, the Lord, He wants to be a part of everyone's life in this building. And our part is to let God have the place that He wants to have. Our part is to, hey, to get in that, to position ourselves so we can be in the place where God can bless us, no doubt about it. And God's given us some promises when it comes to directing our paths. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, I quote it all the time. And it's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I don't know about you. I want God's direction in my life. I want God's leadership in my life. Why? Because His leadership is better than ours. Look in Psalms 23. You know, we read Psalms 23 when someone dies. And we read it there at the graveyard. We'll read it there at the funeral home. But, you know, Psalms 23 is just not for those who have died. Psalms 23 is for those who are living. Amen. Hey, because the steps of a good man are ordered from the Lord. Notice what it says. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hey, God can direct our paths into the green pastures, and thank God, into the still waters, into that peace and calmness that He can provide. You know, everything can be going all wrong all around us, but yet we can still have peace in our lives. The Bible says, Isaiah 26, thou wilt keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. When them storms are raging, He can say, peace be still, and give us that calm assurance and give us that comfort that gets us through. Notice what He goes on to say in verse 3. He restoreth my souls. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake. Notice where the Lord leads us. Hey, He's directing our steps. He has a plan. He has a purpose. He's going to lead us into the paths of righteousness. Can I say this morning? God will never redirect you to do evil. God will never direct you to do evil. Do you remember the Lord's Prayer? Melania Trump recited the Lord's Prayer at one of their little political rallies they had here recently, and people criticized the Lord's Prayer. You know, the Lord's Prayer was a model prayer, no doubt about it. But notice what it says in the model prayer. And Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, it says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's a good place to start, giving glory to God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespass. See, God will never lead you in a way that's wrong. People say, well, God pulled the rug out from me. God never pulled the rug out from underneath anybody. God leads you in the paths of righteousness. A woman one time said, or a man one time said, well, God's leading me to commit adultery against my wife. And I said, God's not leading you to do that. That's the devil. Amen. A dear friend of mine said, well, a family member said, well, God telling me to go steal this thing. I said, God is not telling you to go steal anything. The Bible says, thou shalt not steal. Amen. I mean, God is never going to lead you in the wrong way. God leads us in the right way. And it's into the paths of righteousness. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there if no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but God who is faithful will with the temptation make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. We were preaching one time downtown Cincinnati, and Brother Ralph, my friend, was with me, and John and the fellas, and we were preaching, and we were giving out gospel tracts, and this lady was standing on the corner listening to the track and or listening to the preaching, and she got ready to get in this car, and Brother Ralph handed her a track. He said, "Are you a Christian?" She says, "Yes, I'm a Christian." He said, "But I don't need this right now. I'm a married woman. I'm getting ready to get in that car and commit adultery with this man." And Brother Ralph said, "Don't do it, sister. Don't do it. Don't get in that car." You say, what did God do? God knew that she was under temptation, and God made a way of escape that she might be able to bear it. God brought us along at just the right time and the right place to tell her exactly what she needed to hear to keep her from sinning against God and her family. Don't tell me if you're a child of God, God can't lead you in the paths of righteousness. God will lead you in the paths of righteousness. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The fact that God is concerned about our life and keeps us from doing evil and keeps us from doing the wrong things. You ever get ready to do something wrong and boy, the phone will ring and there'll be some Christian brother or sister there on the phone and you say, "What? God's trying to keep you from doing that evil thing." Or the doorbell will ring or someone will show up. You say, "What's happening?" God is trying to keep you from evil. He wants to direct your steps in the paths of righteousness. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And God cares how we walk with Him. He cares about our relationship with Him. Notice what it goes on to say in Psalms and chapter number 23. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Sometimes we go through those dark places and those dark times of life. I was telling a dear sister just the other week, I said, "Listen, I was reading a thing about fishermen and tide, and they said when at low tide, that lowest tide, he said, it's the hardest time to do anything." And he said, in low tide is a picture of heartache and hardships in our life. But you know the great thing about when you're going through that low time in your life? High tide's coming. That's right. It's just like the darkest hour of night means dawn is just in sight. Remember that poem of the footprints in the sand? Everybody remembers that? And how the guy had the story on the sand. There were always two sets of footprints, except for the worst times in his life. And then the man told the Lord, Why did you forsake me during those worst times when it was only one footprint? He said, "My son never forsook you. It was then I carried you." Hey, God is directing the steps of a good man. God is directing the steps of a good woman. It's God that's always there, and thank God that He is. And that's what the psalmist said. Hey, you may go through some hard times. You may go through the valley of the shadow of death. You may have some really hard situations of life that you're going through, but God says He's preparing a table in the midst of all that. And God's blessings will be on our life, and God is not going to forsake us during that period. And thank God, the steps of a good man are ordered. They're ordered of the Lord. Not only that, the steps of a good man, they're ordered of the Lord, and He directeth His way. But notice that in the rest of that verse it says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and it says that, and He delighteth in His way. The Bible says the steps of a good man, that God is delighteth in His way. He delights in what He's doing. You know, when you're walking with God, can I say this? Your steps are going to be blessed. When you're walking with God, you're going to be blessed. Look at Proverbs 24. You're right there next to the book of Psalms. Proverbs 24 and in verse number 16. Notice what the Bible says here concerning this thing. It says, "A just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." Now, what does that mean? Does that mean if a just man falleth seven times, that means sometimes good people are going to have problems in their life. Do bad things happen to good people? Yes, they do. Sometimes you can be doing everything right and everything can fall apart all around you. Is it your fault that everything fell apart? No. I mean, did you do some horrible thing to make everything fall apart? Usually not. But the great thing is that God said, hey, even when those things fall apart, I'm still going to be there. That's what He's trying to say. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Hey, you may fail, you may fall, you may falter, but let me tell you, you're not going to be forsaken here, and thank God for that. We are not going to be forsaken. God is going to be with us, and thank God that He is. And that's what He goes on to say in verse 25 of Psalms 37. He says, I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God is going to be there. Where do you think you get that saying from, you can't keep a good man down? You get that out of the Bible. You can't keep a good man down. Why? Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Will you look with me in Romans chapter number 8? I thank God that Romans chapter 8 is in the Bible. And there's some things that we know about God concerning our relationship with Him. Romans chapter 8. And in verse number 35, he's never going to leave us. The Bible says He's never going to forsake us. And thank God we know that's true. But notice what it says. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Verse 35. Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Thank God for Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them who love God. To them are the called according to His purpose. Let me tell you, if God is for us, and He delights in our way, are we not going to be blessed? Is God not going to take care of you? Remember that old song years ago? God will take care of you through every way or all the way. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Now, God's taken care of me this far in my life. Do you think He's going to stop now? When you have problems, does that mean He stopped taking care of you? Does it mean that God doesn't know that you're going through the situation you're going through? Does it mean that, hey, that God doesn't understand what's taking place here? Hey, God understands what's taking place. Remember when Job was going through all that he went through and he lost everything that he had, lost his family, he literally lost everything that he had. Had God forsaken him? God had not forsaken him. God was still there. God was still caring about him. God was still directing his way and delighting in his paths. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And thank God that they are. God's going to take care of us. Looking back in our text in Psalms 37, and notice what it says in the next verse. It says, He is ever merciful and lendeth, and His seed is blessed. Depart from evil, do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not His saints, for they are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. What did the Bible say? That in Jude it says, and now on him that's able to keep you from what? Falling. The Lord is the one that keeps us from falling. Why? Because our steps are ordered of the Lord. And thank God that they are. Notice verse 29. It says, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. You know, one day, the steps of a good man, not only does God direct his steps and delighteth in his way, but we're decorated by the Lord. God rewards those who walk with him. God rewards us for walking with him. There's a poem, it goes like this, who does God's work will get God's pay, however long may seem the day, however weary be the way, though powers and princes thunder nay, who does God's work will get God's pay. He does not pay as others pay, in gold or land or raiment gay, in goods that vanish and decay. But God in wisdom knows a way, and that is sure, let come what may, who does God's work will get God's pay. Now let me tell you, at the end of the day, the steps of a good man, can I tell you this? They are going to be rewarded. Because they are steps in righteousness. The steps of a good man will be rewarded. We look with me in Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians chapter number 6 talks about the law of reaping and sowing, and I preached on that a few weeks back. But in Galatians chapter number 6, the Bible gives us some instruction about the steps of a good man and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. If you'll notice what it says in Galatians 6 and verse 1, it says, "Brethren, if any man be overtaken of fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." Now, a good man is going to do what? He's going to be a forgiving person. "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If any man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing." Notice what it says. "For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity," notice what it says, "let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Now, doesn't it make it clear, isn't the Bible clear? Hey, that if we serve the Lord, that if we'll not be weary in well-doing, in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Is God going to reward us one day? Surely He's going to reward us one day. Why? Because the steps of a good Lord, the steps of a good man are ordered. They're directed. They're delighted in. And one day they will be decorated. One day we will have the praise of God. One day, hey, well, everybody's work will be manifest of what they did. The Apostle Paul said this, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." When you walk with the Lord, what's going to happen? You're going to be rewarded. The steps of a good man. See, these are righteous steps. Walking with the Lord. I tell people all the time, if you could just get your walk with Jesus Christ straightened out, your whole life would be different. Why is it people have so many problems? Because they're not walking with the Lord. And they're not walking in the paths of righteousness. When you walk with the Lord, things in your life are going to be different. Everything's going to be better. You know, when I was a lost sinner going to hell, away from God, never went to church, never prayed, never read a Bible, everything in life was always confused, and man, it was always a... Everything was always mixed up. It was always one tragedy after another. But when I gave my heart and life to Jesus Christ, and I began to go to church, I noticed something. Instead of my life always being like this, it came more like that. Why? Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And He delighteth in His way. And thank God, and God begins to decorate and bless your life. I was out somewhere yesterday, and I forget where it was. I know where it was. I was at Lowe's, and the lady was saying, "You know, I need to be in church. You know, I got to find a church to go to." I said, "Listen, lady, there's 1,000 churches in Chattanooga. You can't tell me you can't find a church to go to. There's 1,000 churches in Chattanooga. You can find a church somewhere if you want to be in the house of the Lord." I said, "You know, here's what I told her. I said, I tell all our people who come to our church, if you could just find yourself sitting on that church pew on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday, it would solve most of the problems in your life. Amen and hallelujah." Because the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. What causes most marital problems? Because husband and wife ain't sitting on that pew. What causes most problems with the kids? Because husband and mommy and daddy and children aren't sitting on that pew. What causes most of the dysfunction in the day in which we live? Because they're not where they're supposed to be. You know, God's blessings are in His house. And for the child of God who said, "Well, I don't want to do it God's way," then how do you think you're going to get the blessings of God? Remember, God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. God has a place for you. God has it. I mean, God has your life, everything He wants you to do. But all you got to do is do what? You got to walk in the path with God. As long as Adam and Eve were walking with God, everything was okay, right? The moment they went off the path, what happened? They got in trouble. Now, I've been in the ministry now for 37 years, 36 years. in the ministry. And I've lived to see a lot of people walk in the path and walk off the path. And I've seen people on the path and get off the path, and boy, it all falls apart. They get back on the path and they pick up the pieces. And I've seen people that their lives were in pieces and they got on the path and God picked up all the pieces. I've seen young people that were raised in the house of God, and somewhere along the way they said, "That's not for me anymore." And their life just fell apart from there. You say, what is it? The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And you got to come along next to where God is and walk in those paths of righteousness where God can delight in your way. Do you think God delights in the person who's walking contrary to Him? Now, I have children and I have grandchildren. And when they're messing around doing the wrong thing, that doesn't make me happy. That doesn't make Dad happy. That doesn't make Mom happy. And that doesn't make Paul and Grandma happy when they're doing the wrong thing. How much more does it make displease God when we're not walking in the right way? It does displease the Lord. The steps of a good man, it makes it very clear in verse 23. They are ordered by the Lord. He directeth His way. He delighteth in His way. He decorates us and rewards us by it. And then lastly, the steps of a good man. Hey, He defends us. We are defended by God. Notice what He says in verse 31. The law of His God is in His heart, and none of His steps shall slide. None of His steps shall slide. Aren't you glad that we're saved and kept by the power of God? I'm glad I can't lose my salvation. Amen. I'm secure in Jesus Christ. If I had to keep my own salvation, I think I lost it 5 minutes after I got it. You know how teenagers are. Everything you give them, they lose, right? You give a little kid to hold something. Give your little grandkid 50 cents to go get a ice cream, and sure enough, he'll lose his 50 cents, right? Because we're prone to lose things. We're prone to misplace things. We're prone to that, are we not? I mean, my goodness, I'm in my 50s now, my mid-50s, and I'm just like I was when I was 5 years old. I can't find nothing. can't find my wallet, can't find my glasses, can't find my... So, what happened to my checkbook? I don't know where I put it, right? Because we're prone to lose things. Can you imagine if we had to keep our salvation ourselves, what would happen? My goodness, we'd be lost as a goose in a snowstorm. Thank God, as God is the one keeping us. God is the one who saves us. God is the one who keeps us. God's the one who secures us. Thank God that He is. Remember Job? Remember the devil couldn't touch Job? You know why the devil couldn't touch Job at the beginning? Because God was with him. We look in Job chapter number 1. We're right there. Just go back a few, go to the left a few pages there, and you should be in the book of Job. And look at Job chapter number 1. In Job number 1, verse 1, notice what it says. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect, upright, one that feared God, and eschewed evil. What's that mean? He hated evil. He walked with God. He prayed all the time. He served the Lord, and he gave offerings, and God was with him. Now, in verse number 6, the devil comes along to accuse Job before God. And the devil comes along, notice what it says. And now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan said unto, Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" He said, "Hey, have you forgotten about Job? He's perfect. He's upright. He's a good man. There's none like him." Now look what the devil answered. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? And thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." You see, God had placed a hedge about Job. God's hand of protection was upon Job's life. You know, when you're walking with God, you know what God's going to do? He's going to place His hand of protection upon your life. And when God's hand of protection is upon your life, what's going to be happening? You're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. Now, we know what happened. Because of the contest, God allowed the devil to have his way with Job. But Job never forsook his faith. Job walked with the Lord. He said, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Job said, I am going to walk with God no matter what happens in my life. And Job did. And if you'll look at Job 42, the end of the story, Job 42, what did God do for Job because of his faithfulness and his love for God Almighty? Notice what God did for Job. Job 42, and look at verse number 12. And it says this, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 she-asses, and he had also 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Karen Hapuk, and in all the land there were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. And after this Job lived 140 years and saw his sons, and his son's sons, even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. You see, what happened to Job? He was a good man. He was a good man. You know what the million-dollar question today is? Are you a good man? And are you a good woman? If you're a good man, you're a good woman, your steps are going to be directed by God. They're going to be delighted in by God. They're going to be decorated by God. And they're going to be defended by God. But that's the million-dollar question. Are you walking with the Lord? Are your steps pleasing to God? Do you have the relationship with Him that He wants to have with you? That's the million-dollar question. We're talking to the child of God this morning. To the Christian here this morning. Is God's blessings upon your life? You may be sitting there and think, well, everything's going wrong in my life. Then you need God's direction more than you've ever had it in your whole life. You need God's direction now more than you've ever had it in your life. I was talking to brother and sister, and they kind of fallen out. And I said, listen. I said, wasn't everything going good when you were in the house of God? And now everything's falling apart. Can't you figure out what the problem is? Can't you figure out that you need to be in the house of the Lord? Can't you figure out that God's trying to speak to your heart? The steps are of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Can't you figure that out? That you're not doing the right thing. You're not walking in the right direction. You're not walking in the way where God can bless your life. Where He can lead you in the paths of righteousness and lead you beside the still waters and lead you into those pleasant... I mean, how can God work in our lives if we're walking away from Him the whole time? You ever tried to talk to someone and they couldn't get away fast enough? I think sometimes God's trying to talk to us. And sometimes we can't get out that back door fast enough. I'll see people come and see them under deep conviction. And I'll think to myself, well, when they pray, I'll go back and shake hands. And they'll say, you ain't talking to me. They'll go out the side door. And I'll think to myself, why are you running away? Why are you running away? And I think he say, well, they're running from you, preacher. And they're not running from me. They're running from God Almighty. I'm just God's representative. Amen. It's God that they're running from. When you run to God, your life's going to be different than when you run from God. And those two things are completely different. You know why our young people are in so much trouble in this nation? And why you look at them and you think, my goodness, they got the rings in their nose and they look like they got in a fight with a tackle box and lost and my goodness, you look at their situation and they're funky as all and you're thinking, this is not a real person, right? You say, what's the problem? They're running away from God. And it shows in everything they do. And God's not blessing their life. Do you want your life to be blessed this morning? Do you want God to work in your heart? Do you want to have that relationship with Him? Then you got to walk in the paths of righteousness. You got to have a relationship with Him. The million-dollar question is, do you want that this morning? Is that what you're seeking? The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him worship Him in spirit and truth. And the Lord seeketh such to worship Him. The Lord wants to worship. He wants you to worship Him. He wants to walk with you. But do you want to walk with Him? Do you want to walk with the Lord this morning? I hope you're saved. I hope you know the Lord. But never be confused. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. If God's going to bless your life, it's going to be by walking with Him.